T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you could just tell us a little bit about these protective caps, the guardian caps that NFL players have been wearing at NFL training camps this year that a lot of people have been noticing.
It's a one-size-fits-all soft-shell helmet cover designed to reduce impact during practice. Our standard cap reduces up to a third of the blow, and the NFL version that is being worn currently by the NFL players, they measured the harm, the head acceleration response metric, and that reduced an average of 10% reduction with one player and 20% if two players are wearing it.
So you guys started Guardian back in 2010, but when was it that the caps really started to take off for teams to use, whether it was at the collegiate level or at the NFL level?
Right. Well, we introduced them at the American Football Coaches Association meeting in January of 2012. So that was when we kind of had research and development finished and had, you know, caps in production. So that was our first introduction to the football community. And I would say our first big college customer was University of South Carolina in 2012. And 2013, Tony, I'm sorry, Tony, corrected me. 2013. And so we've been rolling at this for a while. We've been really over a decade on the field and collecting data. And we won the NFL Head Health Tech Challenge in 2017, which was our first exposure to the NFL. And that, you know, allowed testing and them to collect data on the efficacy of the caps. And that was when we first were introduced to the NFL. And then they reached out maybe 2 years ago, Tony?
Yeah, 2020, they did some follow-up testing. But to kind of piggyback on what Aaron was saying, I think the last probably 4 or 5 years is when the product is starting to take off a little bit more, because coaches are, you know, they're talking to each other. They're talking about what products work, and the early adopters that used it, you know, word is spreading that you know, these coaches like what they're seeing, and that, you know, word spreading that it's actually helping their players. So that's kind of the last 4 or 5 years, you know, things have started to take off a little bit.
Wouldn't you happen to know who is required to wear these caps when they do take the field for a practice? Because I know that there are some players that just choose to wear them, but there are certain guidelines where now in the NFL, certain players are obligated to wear them during these practices. Do you happen to know those sort of guidelines there?
Yeah, so this year, O-line, D-line, linebackers, and tight ends are required to wear them. Last year, it was optional, and I think we had 6 teams, including the Bills, who wore them on mainly their big guys. And the reason there is to address the repetitive impacts that they're taking over the course of the season. You know, just trying to reduce some of that blow on each one of those repetitive subconcussive impacts. You know, because a lot of the research is showing those smaller ones add up, and then it may be that straw that breaks the camel's back. And we're trying to prolong that, you know, keep these guys a little healthier.
So how have the players felt about wearing these caps? What kind of feedback have you gotten, and what have they been able to tell the company about their experiences?
I'd say it's hit or miss on the guys. You know, I think the biggest pushback we get is the looks of it, which there's not a ton we can do there. Obviously, it doesn't look, we don't have that swag factor. But we, you know, there's a lot of linemen that are saying, hey, you know, the first thing I thought when I saw it is that this thing's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But then you wear it, and it's actually pretty nice when they practice with it. So, you know, the looks and just being different, because these guys have, you know, not had to wear it for so long, especially the veteran guys. But some of the younger guys that have worn them the last couple of years in college, you know, we have about 250 colleges. You know, a lot of the top 25 college programs are wearing them, and so a lot of the younger guys are used to them, and you know, hey, they can tell the difference. So that's.
Yeah, so Brayden, we don't really get pushback from the guys in the college programs, because I think they're trying to prolong their career and, you know, stay as safe as they possibly can to get to that next level. And so, you know, we've been on Clemson for going on, this will be our 10th season with Clemson. And like Tony said, you know, we're with Alabama and Georgia and Oklahoma and all of these top programs, Cincinnati, Ohio State this year. So those guys don't really give much pushback on the looks of it because they understand the function of it. I think when you get to the pro level, there's a little bit more, you know, these guys have their own brand. So they're taking pictures of practice and they're posting things on Instagram. So I think there's a little more pushback on the aesthetics of it.
So in your studies of these caps for NFL players, what has been the science that's been telling you about the effectiveness of these players being able to wear these caps and using them on the field? What are some of the signs and some of the numbers telling you?
You know, we focus on what we can prove, and that's right now is that impact reduction. So we know we can reduce, you know, 10 to 20% of the impact. And again, it's not just, you know, to the head, it's helmets to knees, to hips, to elbows, to quarterback's hands. We've heard a couple NFL teams this year, some quarterbacks hit their hands on a lineman's helmet. And, you know, hopefully we've prevented an injury, you know, for those pretty expensive quarterbacks as well. So I think the NFL is doing their own little study on how it affects the injuries. And so hopefully we'll get some good feedback on that pretty soon.
Are there any enhancements or improvements that the company is already looking to make on these caps going forward? Is that an ongoing process all the time for the company, or is it based on feedback that you do hear from players and programs and so on and so forth?
No, we're constantly looking at ways to improve. We're a science and technology company. That's our basis. We're chemical engineers, and we create new products for a military and other aspects. So we're constantly looking at new materials, new ways we can change the function, and, of course, the aesthetics. So we are constantly looking at it. But right now we have a product that works. It's been proven to work for 10 years, and it's hard to make a change right away toward that. So right now we've got a great product, and it's doing what we say it's supposed to be doing.
What do you make of the fans' reactions to the caps? I think a lot of people, when they take a look at those caps when they're at a training camp or a practice or whatever, they're either unaware of what they actually are, or they think that it may make the players look like they're from out of space. Just what would you say to the fans, or what is certain reactions that you have to what they have to say?
I think that they need to keep in mind that these guys have, you know, a long life ahead of them beyond football. So, you know, the goal is to keep those guys healthy for years and years to come. And we have enough former players in here. You know, Jerome Bettis is one, Freddie McCrary, other guys who are former players who won't let their sons practice without one. So, you know, when you look at the longevity of a man's life, not only his career, you know, I would hope that the fans would want those guys to live a healthier life. And, you know, the looks might be a little hard to take in, but hopefully that means their team will have a full roster for game day.
Awesome. Is there anything else that any of you guys would like to add to the conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
No, I think that it's been really exciting to have had such success at the high school and college level. And I think it's a little harder to reach youth programs. And it's exciting to be able to partner with the NFL on something, because typically those kind of things filter on down. You know, we want to cover those little guys too. So, you know, hopefully the fans are taking notice, the parents are taking notice, and, you know, we hope it filters on down as we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.